Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Ross Kimborowski. He's the founder and CEO of CrowdSpring, crowdspring.com. Ross, tell us about CrowdSpring.
CrowdSpring is one of the largest marketplaces in the world for creative services. So we help businesses, entrepreneurs, agencies, and nonprofits with design and naming for every stage of their growing business. Over 210,000 creatives in 195 countries.
Wow.
Helped tens of thousands of entrepreneurs, small business owners in the U.S. and around the world with things like logo design, web design, print design, product design, and naming companies. And we ultimately believe that design doesn't have to cost thousands of dollars. We do book covers. We've helped tons of authors. We've actually worked with Amazon's Create Space over the years.
Yeah,
and,
good for you.
Help self-publishing authors.
So we're talking, and folks, so you see that he's got the goods when he's got this advice for us. This is why we listen to Ross. So we're talking about how to your six steps to creating a professional website. We talked about how to make sure your name and your domain name, your company name and your domain name are the same. Get a custom design logo. Now, the web hosting and registering your domain, those can be the same, but they don't have to be, right?
Exactly. So steps three and four are choosing a web host, and then step four is registering a domain. There are some web hosts that will let you register a domain directly with them, and sometimes that's okay to do. Ultimately, the choice for web host is around reliability and speed.
Mm-hmm.
There are many, many issues that are important when you have a website. Design is certainly one of them, but the speed, the reliability of your host, because you don't want your website to
but
get
also,
down.
But also, not only speed, but also security. You want to make sure your web host has the security stuff together.
Absolutely, and this is an important issue. Sites get hacked all the time, so you want somebody that has a good reputation. And one of the challenges for small businesses, they get tempted by these all-in-one packages, which get website builder software, and ultimately it's $3.95 a month. And the challenge is that those are rarely the most secure sites. They're rarely the fastest sites. You can never remove your website and move to a different host. So we recommend you take a careful look at it. There are a number of companies that do a pretty good job. I'll give you a couple. DreamHost is one of them. A2 Hosting is another. These are good, trustworthy, reliable services.
What about web.com? Do you like web.com?
They're not that awesome. I mean, ultimately, it's around creating.
I've known them a long time. I wonder how they're doing. They actually own Network Solutions now. They actually own NetSol, which is where I do recommend NetSol for registering your domain. What do you think?
NetSol is good. One place we've used often is Namecheap. Very affordable, very good service. Go
I'm a Network Solutions snob. I've been with them since the beginning. I just like the way they manage my accounts and keep me up to date on everything. But you're right. There are other great good ones out there. GoDaddy's is a good one. I don't know whether you like them or not, but you hear about them a lot.
Yeah, I like them. We use them. Network Solutions, of course, is the first.
They're the granddaddy.
So
that's
they've
right.
got a long history. Basically, most reputable domain registers, we've named a few,
right.
are perfectly fine.
But I recommend you find one and stick with them. I don't recommend you don't want to have your URLs in different places. You don't want to shop around to save a nickel and buy a new domain if you add new domains. You want to make sure they're all in one place, I think. What do you think?
That's great advice. I mean, if you have multiple hosts, multiple domains, you start getting
crazy
trying to remember because it's going to be relevant. You're going to need to do a little bit of work when you get that domain to register everything that you have, your website and such. So it's important to have it in one place. Pick a reputable one, stick with them, and ultimately they're all priced about the same.
What about a developer?
So,
what about a website developer? You know, a lot of times this is where the web Nazis live, and you get held hostage by developers sometimes. How do we avoid that?
Well, you've got two choices, and those are steps five, get a design and find a developer. One choice is to go with a website builder that can create template-based sites. So there are a number of companies in this space. Weebly, Squarespace,
right.
Wix are three good examples. They're not bad, and if your small business is just starting out and you need something pretty quick, you can get a site from one of these companies that includes monthly hosting, and you can set it up pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. They have consultants that can help you do it if you need it.
And if you just have a brochure website, that's not too bad. But if you're going to have content, you're going to have e-commerce, you're going to have a more sophisticated website, you need more than that, don't you? You need to have it developed more sophisticated way than just templates.
Yeah, I mean, think about it this way. If you want to stand out in the marketplace, if you want customers to see your business as unique, then you want a unique design. And so getting a template-based site is going to put you at a disadvantage. So that's
right.
Where companies like CrowdSpring could help you
mm-hmm.
with a unique custom design. And, of course, if you get a custom design, you typically will need to get a developer to deploy the website in your code.
So every one of these six steps you can help people with, right? You not only the naming and the hosting and the design, but you can get to help them register their domain and all that. You do all that stuff?
We don't register domains and we don't host, but our designers, many of them, you
advise them on how to find those, right?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. This is something that we can do along the way.
CrowdSpring.com, folks, check them out. They will help you. They're helping a lot of people, so they must be doing something right. Of course, we don't have people on the show who aren't squared away. Ross, will you come back again real soon?
Happy to come back, Jim.
Ross Gabrowski,
ladies and gentlemen,
and you're
listening.
With CrowdSpring. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.